Now, the rest of the story. How ancient beyond his years he looked as he wandered the slums of Paris, barely existing from day to day. Even the other tramps would glance away as Henri approached, for the vacancy in his visage was too unsettling to ponder. Something else disturbing was his resistance to charity. For while the other bums eagerly accepted whatever they could panhandle, Henri seemed almost to fear a handout, as though he felt undeserving of any kindness that drifted his way. This is the story of Mr. Nobody, Henri, an otherwise anonymous piece of flotsam afloat in a sea of human wreckage. If he'd ever had a last name, nobody knew it or cared. And yet behind the vacant eyes, echoing in the tormented brain, was a remarkable tale, his own. And so once upon a time, there was a handsome, successful young Swiss banker named Henri Dunant, D-U-N-A-N-T. He was born into an illustrious, fabulously wealthy family known for its tradition of philanthropic endeavor in public service. Yet while some altruistic millionaires are content to throw money at the poor, young Henri Dunant actually visited them, actually personally ministered to their needs. This very good man might have remained happy in his goodness forever after, but for something dark and terrible that happened in June of 1859 when Henri was 31, and he never recovered from it. He tried to exorcise the private demons by writing about the experience. The result was a slender but potent volume called The Memory of Solferino. And still the events of that dreadful summer continued to haunt Henri Dunant until they virtually swallowed up his life. His once thriving business ventures neglected, collapsed one by one. Friends and colleagues with whom he'd been financially involved suffered with each failure. It was their scorn which embittered Henri most. And finally, one day, Henri Dunant disappeared. Penniless, he lived as a derelict in the streets. After years had passed, he was entirely forgotten. In fact, it was more than 20 years before a schoolteacher recognized and rescued him. Henri now was physically frail, suffering delusions by then. But his teacher, Wilhelm Sonderegger, fed him, got medical attention for him, then notified the world that Henri had been found. Now, what was this tragedy that had so moved him back in June of 1859? It was the Battle of Solferino. It was a hideous human conflagration. It claimed 40,000 casualties in 15 hours. Henri, observing the fray as a neutral, had been unprepared for its emotional effects on him, and he then and there grew determined to found a neutral relief society to aid the victims of war. And he did establish such an organization. He received the first ever Nobel Peace Prize for it decades later in 1901. But now you know of the forgotten years, of the forgotten men, who gave up everything for the foot soldiers of the world, and then himself wandered the streets a shattered nobody, passers-by utterly unaware that the bum they shunned had once given birth to the Red Cross. They never knew, as you now do, the rest of the story.